Beginning Quran Daf Masechet Baba Kama Daf Tzadik Gimel. Beginning of the days. Beginning Tais Master. Beginning was the opening words of this parak, but the ninth parak goes Leitzim, which the Gemara says Tana Didan Tana Shina Diraban. We had this contradiction between our Mishnah and the Braisa. So the Gemara answers that yeah, our Tana was referring to a Chiddush in the Shina Dirabanan, even though it's Hajj, even though it can be undone. So Tais Ben Tami, if you're going to say Oh the Rabba this lay now, according to Rabba, that holds the Afilah Shina Chiz L'Biyasa, even a change that could go back to what it originally was. Have the Rasis, it's biblical. Could be Ruba, like we explained Ruba Daf Samachim Abayis. So Hechim Mishana Masnin, how you can answer Mishnah? Could Abaya L'Moslushin cannot answer like Abaya, because Abaya is saying that our Mishnah's Chiddush is this Rabbinic Shini Rabban the Hadra, whereas whereas the case of the Rasis to Mount Darais, so would mean this is also Darais according to Rabba. And the Kravashi Namiloi, you can't say like Kravashi either, because Kravashi Mukula Tafkim Shin Shein Chayzer. He said that we was talking about specifically a Shinui that's not Chayzer, according to Ravashi, which would to make it Dairaisa, which would not be the case according to Rabba, because it could even be Chayzer and be Dairaisa. He would answer the Masnitin Leravusa Nokat Eitz Meshubin Basan Kim, which is answering the Gemara's question, like why are you saying Kalim if you could do it even less than that? It's a chiddush to say you took already planed wood and you make vessel out of it. Ashmina to let you know that filah shina chesav yasekani. Yeah, that even a shina can be undone. It's going to be a kinyan. And like we said, midereis. Now brayis kamashlon. What's the chiddush of the brayis? The shina ba'alma. The shina to say that even the small shina is a shina. Apa pisha in shame keliyal. And even if it's not a kli, just a small thing, that that's also a shina. So each one is teaching an individual chiddush. Next time, must begin with the words of the gemara. Itzim also in kelim buchni. I have his wood and he made vessels out of it. That's referring to a pestle, which yeah, that's just shifan, and that's all he did, which is like exactly the bryson. That's what it means kelim in a mishnah, which basically qualifies as davka shibek kahai. It's specifically such a plain nation as bekach buchni that makes it into a pestle moil. That's effective. Chutzpah is considered as a change of action. Pchein avdin nesarim namahani. You make it into boards. You're changing the name. Of a sheba, but a plain shame that doesn't change its name that way. Lemhani, that's not affecting the chimim. That's the most little sadi bum of God's dick of a company. He stole a palm tree and he chopped it down. Lakani is not a coin. Dickle of the goofy Lakani. If he made a board out of it, it's not a coin because the goofy the dickle because it still has the same name. I'm a goofy of the nickel sugar, makes beans out of it. Companies are going to acquire and make a goofy ash to sugar, change names. That's considered as a shina. Next test, not to begin with the novel, his lit match at Sabbath, didn't get a chance to give it to him until he died. In Paris, remember, we explained that a little bit. Some of them and what this regarding the sheen is regarding dying. Then the test, not to begin with the novel, Tabba Argai. If he spun it and he wove it, from time, if you're going to say, wait a second, Argai, what weaving? Table Misham Tavia. It's already considered a sheen already from the spinning. What do you have to come on to the weaving? Yeshem, what you could say is that Maya Riga is tiki. The Kaigam, the Mephash, was a Mechilton, the Kofi Tesam Bez, but Toma, where it's a type of weaving that doesn't have the spinning beforehand. Next test must begin with the gemara. Had the chabri chaburi, but had the chabri chaburi. One means whitening, and one is whitening with sulfur. With tavar the b'dikolam, and actually both are according to everyone. Meaning the chabri chaburi whitening just with water. Afal reb shemla b'shinim according to reb shemla sanshin. The chabri chaburi with sulfur. Afal rabbanah b'shinim according to rabbanah is going to be a shinim. Now, so that's this answer. Why didn't Rava give this answer? Because he held that kavod kibbuch you're doing with sulfur lemikin liban. That's not considered liban. That can't resolve the contradiction. Say, oh, that's the case of liban. That's going to be kind of elsewhere. That's considered like dying. Now, why didn't Rabbi Oven answer? How did Naftz in the food say that the one that's not a shina is that you just did the niputz, which is the untangling. How did kavod kibbuch and the one that is kind of is the one that you whitened it. With sulfur, because the hadim mefitza, because the case of untangling, if the Reb Shimon might delevashin, the Reb Shimon would agree it's not considered shin. It's nothing. It's mukhem the milsad rabba, like it's obvious from teaching a rabba. Yeshlema urcha the milsad noked. The kol chad l'chad, each and every one, the meaning to say that we're doing it's in a certain order, because the kaidim siluk first comes the combing. The combing through before the combing with the comb, is need, but you do it untangling with the hand. They mashin says that, and there's no delay one after the other. Al miyam nesarkin, right where you comb, becoming kavreos and chibuchim. Before you do it with the sulfur, you first whiten it with the water. Ah, hashta says it now comes out. In the futzi bechibri with untangling and the whitening with water. Lukolam alavashin akorn. Everyone that's not a shina. Bechavri with the sulfur. Lukolam alavashin akorn. Everyone is a shina. And the whole machlekes is the besichu pligi, and the whole machlekes is regarding with the comb. That's their machlekes tanaim if that's a shina or not. Yes, from Shakas Ben Ben Milsa Rebbe Chibra Oven. Those have written in the teaching of Rebbe Chibra Oven, Habahad Rabban. They're actually both are going like Rabban. Oh, the Kirsa Zorah, to this Kirsa Zorah, let me have to say the Bechibri Nami Pali, the Kohen Besukah, then with the whitening with the water is also the Machlek, is just like with the combing. And that's why it's specifically all according to the Rabban, not according to Reb Shimon. Now, but it's a wonder. Why don't you say both like everyone? Why that Kirsa would hold specifically like Rabban? And you just say, what's about the Kabri Kabuche? Which, those are the extremes, which we said everyone does agree to. Maybe he'll actually disagree with the untangling by hand. Even there, he holds it would be a shina, and therefore he couldn't say it's going according to everyone, specifically according to Rabbanan, that it wouldn't be considered as a shina. Next test must begin with the words in the Gemara. If dying is not a shina, how could you say the whitening is? Which says test Rava, according to Rava, the shon that he answered Habahag Reb Shimon. Actually have a mitzvah mitzvah in tzeva. You don't have to ask from tzeva on liban. You can even ask a steer in tzeva itself if it's a shina or not in the opinion of Reb Shimon. Next test at the beginning with the gemara b'kol ilan v'loy avar. That's a different type of dying. You can't undo it. I've had mafik ben liban in tzvia. What's why you differentiate between whitening and dying? But tzvia goof have a mitzvah. You're really differentiating the type of dying. But the mitzvah shein nevers, the type of dying that does come up and that which doesn't come up. So it says, yeah, the defile leflugim and kol ilan liban. But we prefer to differentiate between kol ilan and whitening because that the tavay lahadul b'yasin, they both don't go back to the original form. And that's what we make the differentiation in. Now, so it's better, the whitening that doesn't come undone, than from even dying, because it could be undone. Whereas Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, it's the opposite, that dying is better, even though it could be undone. It's a bigger change than whitening, which is a small shina, even though it could not be undone. Next test, with the words of Rabbi Shimon Yehuda HaDemaran is what we said, which places it's a wonder. But with spinning and weaving, he agrees with Leib Palig. He doesn't disagree. But only with dying, because it didn't change the actual wool itself. So what are you saying, that everyone holds this thing and Rabbi Shimon Yehuda is one of them? What do you mean? It's not like that, because here we have teachings that say exactly that's not a shinui, and he holds that that would be a shinui. It's only by dying. So you're right, the love of Davka Mitabach. We didn't say it all the time, they really hold the same thing. In other words, in the same type of theme, which is that they hold on some level Shin is not clean, but of course they don't hold the same opinions. We find this many times in Shas that they quote unquote say the same thing, but it's not really the same thing.